Edwards carries forward, gives off for Brindley. His pass on the money for McGrorty. McGrorty shoots, patted away by Soulier. Now Warren on the near side half wall. Warren gets to his forehand. His shot block comes loose out in front. Nazar was looking to tuck it home, and Penn State did well to fend him off. Here's Brindley, winds and drives. That one took a deflection and went high off back glass. This Michigan top unit on the hunt. Brindley holds at the blue line. He's onside. Shot deflected on. Sawyer makes a save. Comes back out the other side. McGrorty couldn't get a clean shot off. Now Kerwin still in his defensive end. Banks it off the glass out to neutral ice. Penn State controls for a moment. Here's Geneev skating back at his own end. And Michigan's top dogs will come off for a change. Under 10 minutes to go, period one. All even up. Grattan dealing with the forecheck of Michigan. Goes D to D to Berger. Really nice job by Josh Earnesty putting all the pressure on 1v3, making it hard for Penn State to escape its own zone.
Boucault to take this draw, and he wins it for Penn State. DeMarsco, Crespo, fans on the shot, gets it back, plays it in the space. Now DeMarsco peels in, far side, gets to the slot, toe drag shot, it never got through. Now wall back carries for Penn State. Backhands it, DeMarsco driving the net, spake the feed for him. It goes just awry. Penn State keeps it in the attacking zone. This is some good momentum now. 3:40 to go on the power play. Jacques Boucault looking for the feed in front. It's sitting in the blue paint. Who can find it? They wrestle for it in the whistle. Finally comes. The puck was loose, but I'm going to have to assume the referee lost sight of the puck. That's an automatic whistle. And Penn State will have another offensive zone draw and a fresh five out on the ice. Oliver Moore on this draw. He goes against Xander Lampa. Now on the near side, faceoff dot in the neutral zone. Penn State wins it. Dowd goes point to point. And Penn State enters into the attacking end. Geneva fires it all the way around, finds Kerwin on the near side half boards. Kerwin goes off to the far side of Lampa. Slot Geneva fires a one-timer, snared by Close. A good design there from Penn State, just no bodies in front of Close. A good save by the Minnesota netminder of Saskatchewan. Lampa versus Jackson Nelson. Nelson wins this duel. And Kester on his forehand near side gets it all the way down. Under 3 minutes to go in this kill now. Penn State still looking for its first power play goal of the series. Kerwin skates it, gets it to Geneev. He banks it into the zone. Kerwin chases after it. He wins the race, gets it to Lamp on the far side. Jimmy Dowd races to keep the puck in. Now Lamp across ice. Kerwin unable to handle it at first. Now has it near side circle. Kerwin fires. Easy save for Close. Banked out, and now Dowd one-time feed. Nearly redirected. Close makes another good save. Lampa on the far side, goes down low. Lugris a backhand, Kerwin out in front, he just missed it. Off the back glass, some good pressure now. Kerwin, one-time drive, goes wide. Penn State on the puck, they're set up. Here's Dowd, center point. Another one-timer for Kerwin, gets blocked this time, and skitters out into neutral ice. That man is hungry for a hat trick. Puck is dropped, comes to Simon Mack, near side half boards. Mack skates it out on his forehand. Long pass, here's Ashton Calder on a breakaway. Calder walking in, backhand shot, he scored! The only Nittany Lion to ever score in the NCAA tournament. He did it for Lake Superior State, and now he introduced himself in the white and blue as Penn State extends their lead to 3-0. Iliac gets a draw. Another one. This one will get outside the netting into the crowd so someone can make a nice catch. Luckily, that one wasn't drilled as hard. There was one last night that was really hard right in front of us where we commentate, and luckily no one got hurt. Ended up hitting a chair, but that one an easy floater. A nice souvenir for someone to take home on a pretty packed pagoula here on a Saturday night. Doyak steps in to take the draw. He wins it. Crespo has it. Gains the red line. Flutters it in to the far side corner. Paquette on the chase. Puts the pressure on, but Renzel has it for Minnesota. And the Golden Gophers head out the other way. But a really nice back check there from Cervano. Steals it for Penn State. Here's Doyak. Fires one towards the goal. Wide on the near side. Now behind Minnesota's goal. Doyak trying to battle two Gophers. Keep the puck pinned. It squirts free. Renzel battles for it. 2v3 now. Now Crespo skates in from the point and rescues the puck for the Nittany Lions. Crespo goes out to the far side point. Fired in. Rebound shot deflected away by Close. And Minnesota escapes. 2v2 for now. Lamb banks it in. And Dowd's first to it for Penn State behind his own goal. He backhands it out into space. But the first one to get there was Minnesota. Mittelstadt had it, but it went out to neutral ice. And that one's hammered in by Kester. And Minnesota first to it. Mittelstadt driving below the goal line. Dowd takes over for Penn State, trying to get it by Snuggerud. He's unable to do so. Centering pass was deflected. It's out to the point now for Minnesota. Here's Snuggerud, far side circle, circling the wagons. It's Snuggerud, hands it off to Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt fans on the shot. Here's a race for the puck. Jack Boucault in on the breakaway. Boucault shot. He scores! Boucault wins the race, deposits it in the top shelf. It's 4-1 Nittany Lions. Boucault, the transfer, notches his eighth goal of the season.